And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating. Friday, as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, okie dokie, gang. This initial teaching that we're going to do is a pretty simplistic one. It has to do with 1, 2, 3. Or ABC. We're going to discuss the process of understanding logical formations. What this means is simply A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C. The only difference is that we're not going to use this in the process of theoretical thought or theory. We're going to use this in its application of the hermeneutical requirements of bibliology. See, I told you, easy peasy.
You like that? People are like going, what was that? What did you just say? I have no idea what that even meant. Was that a good one?
Yeah, I'm lost.
I wrote it that way on purpose. Next, we dive into the book of Isaiah, specifically chapter 6, where we find a lesson that we should all be aware of. We love the Lord and strive to draw closer to him. He's our grace, our mercy, our love. He's also our mirror. The closer we get, the more we see that sometimes we don't resemble him. These moments can be challenging as they confront where we are in our spiritual journey. That's when we need to cry out the most. And finally, everybody understands that taking vitamins can be good for you. Certainly, vitamins do different things. Certain vitamins do different things than other vitamins within the human body. Everybody knows that. But did you know that there are Christian vitamins that need to be taken? The first Christian vitamin that everyone needs to take is the Christian vitamin B1. Okay, that's the first one. B1, as in be a Christian. Everyone needs to be a Christian. But there's another vitamin that we need to take, and it's twice a day, which means more than once a day. And we will examine this unique vitamin.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Oh, that was a good one. Hey, remember, it's not professional radio. We prove that every single show. It's just radio. It's two cans and a string. We're asking you, what do you think? So there's only two ways to get a hold of us today. You can email us, david@hemusincrease.org. That's David, that's my name, hemusincrease, John 3:30.org, nonprofit corporation. Get that? david@hemusincrease.org. Or, because you're not able to text us today, we'll get that fixed by Monday, by the grace of God. You can call us, and you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, in fact, you will be talking to Jammin' Jacob! Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend, baby. Yeah! Isn't that good? Heading into the weekend. Aww. Oh, so nice. We are going to do Jake's take, though, all right, in a little while?
Yes,
right?
We are.
Okay, yeah. I watched that last 2 minutes, so we'll talk about that.
Oh, boy, yep.
We'll get to that. I do want to make sure everybody knows, no text today, but that doesn't mean you can't get in touch with us. Maybe you've got a prayer request, and it's important. You know what? If it's important, you can go past the text, you can email me, you can call. Okay? And you want prayer? Let's do it. Let's bring it before the Lord. If you've got a praise report, you know what you don't need? You don't need to text it in. You can call it in and just share it. You don't have to do it perfectly. Just do it and let the Lord take care of it and let Him work it into other people's lives. Maybe you even know Bible trivia. I don't know if you know Bible trivia. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Here's your question. How long did the law and the prophets last? Until Paul, until John the Baptist, or until Malachi? How long did the law and the prophets last? Until Paul, until John the Baptist, or until Malachi? If you think you know the answer, you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also send us an email, because you can't text today because my phone broke again. You can send us an email at david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to do our DNA. Our DNA is essential for us. They're the building blocks of our Christian existence. We start off with the D, then we do the N, then we do the A. D is draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
All right, now let me ask you something, Jacob, just not to put you on the spot, but how often is daily?
Is it every day?
It is every day! You give yourself a nice little ring. Good job right there. You're supposed to draw closer to the Lord daily. You need it, and you know you need it. Just do it. Just do it. Okay, that's the D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, never, never. You know, I was doing my study again. So I'm in Luke 9, loving Luke 9. Just flat out unbelievable. But Luke 9, 26, Jesus is absolutely clear. If you are ashamed of me or my words, I will be ashamed of you when I come in glory and with the Father's glory and with the angels. It's like, do not be ashamed of what Jesus had to say ever. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay? Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Ever, ever, ever. And then A, always be ready. Always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So this is something that I'm trying to work with people in to help them maybe understand that when your life goes past you, you actually end up with more life. In other words, we've got stuff going on, all those trials, things up, things down. Everybody's got that going on. And you got good things. Don't get, goofy. There's good things. There's bad things. All that, right? But when you bring other people's lives into your life, it works synergistically. The power becomes expansively more, and you find out you have more life in your life by adding their life into yours. So caring and serving and considering and praying and loving are all powerful tools to utilize in order to become more and more like Christ and to have the Lord give you that knowledge, that intimacy, that connection to him and what he does for others. It's just like you connect on so many ways. It's a great thing. DNA, draw closer to the Lord daily. DN, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready to serve. Somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Vitamin C4.
Vitamin C4. Oh my goodness. That's like dynamite to me. Anyway, all right, brother, here we go.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And happy December.
happy December to you as well and to everybody in the audience. All right, let me set it up and you can knock it out of the park, okay? How long did the law and the prophets last? Was it until Paul, until John the Baptist, or until Malachi?
Malachi. John the Baptist.
That is correct, Ramundo! I know that's your original guess. The law and the prophets was until Jesus said in Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets was until John
until John.
Yeah.
That was the beginning. Yeah. So John.
I think I was just more thinking about the last book of the Bible, the Old Testament.
You know what? That's why they asked that question that way, because it's out of a different book, and it's like it's sneaky. because they know that, and they know you're thinking Malachi last. Yeah, yeah, right. But it's like, okay, but they were specifically looking for what Jesus said. How long did the law and the prophets last? Until John the Baptist. So that's good. How you doing, man?
Good, good. The reason I say I'm going to call today is to, like, commit myself to pray for. I was praying and asking the Lord, well, what should I pray for this month? So I felt like I need to pray for our David Spoon Experience family, for the people, those who are dealing with a heart issue or cardiovascular issue.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be praying this month for the people, those who have a heart issue or cardiovascular issue.
Good. That's excellent. Yeah. All right. Why don't you open it up? Cool. Start the prayer right now. Why don't you pray just a quick prayer for everybody. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, that for this month of December, I thank you, Lord, for putting in my heart to pray for my brother and sister. Those who are dealing with any kind of heart issue or any cardiovascular issue, Lord, we just bring before your throne of grace and ask you to touch them. Lord, I speak in the name Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals us, and because by your stripe we are healed, and the healing is the virtue of God's children. So, Lord, we ask our bread to give us today our daily bread of healing, of our touching our heart, and our vascular system, and our thoracic system, Lord, and our cardiac system, that everything will work and function normally as you have designed it should work. So, Lord, we trust and we give our life into your loving, caring hand, that you are a good God, and we receive your goodness in the form of healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Excellent prayer. Great job, brother. Keep praying for everybody. They need your prayers, and keep fighting. Keep fighting the good fight. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
God bless you, bro.
Okay. God bless, and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Bye-bye. All right.
And a happy Hanukkah going to come soon.
Well, that's the 7th, right? Yep. That's going to be like, yep. Okay. You got to call then.
All right. Yes, I will. Okay. All right. Play some dreidel for me, please.
Okay. Okay. You got it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See, why that's really funny is you guys go, oh, dreidel, 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 make you out of clay. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. That's okay. We'll just see, if you really knew why that was funny, you'd go back to the funnier movies when they did the funny spoof movies, and then all the army guys were going in a row, and instead of singing their normal songs, they were singing, dreidel, 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 I will play. Anyway, all right, sorry. I digest. Here we go. Okay. I'm going to do this message. This is a cool message. Ready? You've never heard this before. I'm kidding. You've heard this 1,000 times before, but listen. Romans 10:17. What does that mean? Romans 10:17. Wow, Dave, what does that mean? Here's what it says. Faith comes by hearing. What? Faith comes by hearing. What? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Faith comes by hearing. How does faith come? By hearing. Hearing what? The word of Christ. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what does all that mean? Here's what it means, and here's what I want you to catch. In the process of logic and the definition of logic, and yes, I am talking collegiate level logic, A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C. In other words, 2 equals 2, 2 equals 2, therefore 2 equals 2. In other words, A equals B. So you can do it this way. 5 plus 5 equals 10. 10 equals 5 plus 5. Therefore, 5 plus 5 equals 10, or 10 equals 5 plus 5. In other words, one thing leads to one thing. 1 to 2. 2 to 3. But it means that 1 leads to 3. What does all that mean? That's all really fancy talk for nothing. I don't know what you're saying, Spoon. You sound really weird. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of Christ. Therefore, faith comes by hearing the word of Christ. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing is by the word of Christ, then faith comes by hearing the word of Christ. Here's the whole premise. You want more faith? Get in the word. You want to have more faith and please God? Get in the
Some people are like, do I have to read it? Well, technically, no, because it says hearing. But that's not the issue. It's not important whether you're listening to it by phonically or whether you're reading it, okay? And yes, there's studies that say this is better, fantastic. Nobody cares. Here's what they care about. When you're listening or when you're reading or when you're processing, don't be distracted. When you're reading the Word of God, don't look at your phone. You put your phone down, you turn the volume off, and you move it to the side. Don't watch the television. You turn the television off. Don't have the radio on while you're reading your devotional reading. Because why? You're reading. This is what God has to say. This is your devotional time. Listen to what He has to say. This creates faith inside of you. People are like, oh, well, I need to have more faith. You need to have more time with God. The Word of God is written for a reason. God created the universe. The dude can write a book. He wrote it for a reason. The more you engage and listen, the more your faith is stimulated. I don't know how you can say that. It's kind of like this. The more you train, the better shape you're in. would that be a fair one? Okay. Well, spiritual. The more you read, the better your faith is. Okay. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. Therefore, faith comes by hearing the word of Christ. Get in the book and don't make excuses. And I'm not against any daily devotionals. And I teach raised devotionals on a regular basis. That's not the same as reading the word of God. And you cannot say it is. It is not. They're phenomenal, they're encouraging, they're great, but you need to be in the Word of God. Then your faith will be stimulated, and you will have more effective prayers and please the Lord more. There you go. All right, take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. So he gives the conclusion to the matter. He says in Ecclesiastes 2, I see is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. Only in God is there satisfaction. He says, this too I see is from the hand of God. Happiness is from the hand of God. Verse 13 in Ecclesiastes 3, that each of them may eat, drink, and find satisfaction in their toil. This is the gift of God. Happiness is a gift. Satisfaction is a gift. The graces for appreciating life at its fullness is a gift from God, and apart from God, it cannot be attained. Yaza! We're really going to the mat here, huh? So then you might say, okay, David, then what's the conclusion? What do you do then to get that whole process going? Only God can grant lasting happiness, period. What do we got to do? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Now all has been heard, and here is the conclusion of the matter. Don't you love that? I mean, the answer's right here in the same book. And here is the answer. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. If you want God to grant you the gift of happiness, you fear him and obey his commandments. People are like, oh, no, there's got to be something else. Isn't there medication involved? Isn't there grandchildren involved? Isn't there this involved? Isn't there relationships involved? Isn't there, money involved and power and cars and houses and big TVs? No. Wasn't there food and wine? And what about all the medications? No. Well, what about becoming smart and brilliant and knowing and having degrees? No. You tell me partying does anything? Correct. You mean building a monument to myself does nothing? Correct. Happiness comes as a gift from God only. And so the conclusion of the matter is simple. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the duty of mankind. This is the requirement. Now, to fear God is to be in reverence of God. Honor, respect, awe, and appreciation. Every day, are you in honor, respect,
awe and appreciation of God? Yes or no? And do we obey what he tells us to do? You want to be a successful Christian? Do what God says. I'll be a successful Christian. That means X amount of money in the bank. No, it doesn't. Jesus didn't die and resurrect a billionaire. I mean, that's just dumb.
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Welcoming, of course, everybody from San Diego, where it's 1220 and you have traffic and weather. Everybody here in Dallas recovering from a interesting game last night. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, we have to do our trivia question. You better get ready, because this one could be close to the more bizarre realm. Here it is. Who or what did the disciples think Jesus was when he walked across the water to their boat? Was it A, did they think he was an angel? B, did they think he was a ghost? Or C, did they think he was someone who swallowed way too much helium? Was it A, an angel, B, a ghost, or C, someone who had swallowed way too much helium? Who did the disciples think Jesus was when he walked across the water to their boat? If you think you know the answer, there's two ways to get in touch with us today. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Those are the two ways to get in touch with us. In the meantime, I have in my hand something that we haven't done as much as I want to, so I'm doing it no matter what, and they are two jokes. And you're sitting there thinking, this is a Christian live radio talk show. Why are you doing jokes? And here's the reason why. Because it's a Christian live radio talk show. That's why. Okay.
With a little bit of stand-up comedy on the side.
Yeah. Very little. Unfortunately, very, 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 very little. But that's not the point. The point is we do what we can. There's two of them. And we do have somebody who's calling in a triv, and we'll have them hold because I'm going to do the jokes first. So they're just going to have to hang out. So that's my code to tell Jacob, tell them to hang out because I'm doing my jokes. So they're just going to have to wait. Okay, you ready? Here's joke number one. They're fast. Every year, the teacher sent a note home with each child that read, "Dear parents, if you promise not to believe everything your child says that happens at school, I'll promise not to believe everything he or she says that happens at home." See? Yay! That's a pretty good one. Come on. Come on. That's funny. Okay. Now, this one I think is really good, so just hang in there, and then we'll get the caller. The kindergarten class had settled down to its coloring books. Jonathan raised his hands and said, "Miss Franklin, I ain't got no crayons." "Jonathan," Miss Franklin said, "you mean I don't have any crayons. You don't have any crayons. We don't have any crayons. They don't have any crayons." "Well," said Jonathan, "what happened to all the crayons?"
"You're killing me, Smalls."
That's a pretty good one, though. Come on, that was funny. All right, let's send the person through who's ready to answer their trivia question. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Second time caller.
It's great to have you, all right? You ready for this one? I'm going to set it up for you, and then you can hit it out of the park. You ready?
Sure.
All right. All right. Who or what did the disciples think Jesus was when he walked across the water to their boat? Did they think he was an angel, a ghost, or someone who had swallowed way too much helium?
I believe it was a ghost.
You're correct, Amundo!
Thanks. I love your radio program. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Thank you, bro. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. I really do. Thank you for saying that.
All
right,
bye.
Bye-bye. All right. See how fun that is? See? That's what you do. Okay. All right. All right. Next teach. Ready? I'm ready for next teach. Now, listen to this. And I don't want you. So you, I know you guys think, well, he's emphasizing this for this reason or emphasizing this for this reason. I noticed the patterns that happen to the show. I just never planned them. And so I've noticed in the last like 3 or 4 weeks, the Lord's really been keying in on, you know, be careful on the prosperity gospel. And then in 3 weeks from now, he'll key in on something. And whatever it is, that we just follow it the best we can. This is something I want you to catch. This is really important for you to understand. I had a discussion with somebody about this just the other day. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. This is called the big teaching. It says this, "But the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you don't have need that anyone should teach you. But his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you. Abide in him." So let's understand something. God is not opposed to teachers or teaching. Okay. And let me just make sure we understand that, since that's one of the gifts, one of the five, some people say, well, it's four offices. It's five. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. That's five different offices. Okay, but so teachers are one of them. And the Lord wants you to have teachers, but you have to understand something about teachers. Every teacher, myself included, every teacher, including the Apostle Paul, every teacher except Jesus Christ has flaws. You could be in charge of a ministry of 10,000 or 10. It doesn't matter. Whatever the Lord has made your charge. In fact, Scripture says that there are supposed to be leaders of tens, 50s, 100s, and 1,000s. So there's nothing, people are like, well, that person's more favored. Nope, that's their call. They're supposed to do that. There's a reason. God has a plan. You trust him. He knows what he's doing. Just because the world doesn't appreciate it doesn't mean that God doesn't appreciate it. But the most important part of this teaching is that the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So some people say, well, what is the anointing of the Holy Spirit? A great definition, not the only definition, but a great definition, is the Holy Spirit's touch. It's when the Holy Spirit touches you. You know it. That's the anointing. And the Holy Spirit, in his anointing, he abides in us. So I just want to make sure you understand what the word abides mean. It means to live, to dwell, to make a home, to make your abode. Where you live, that's where you live. Well, the Holy Spirit makes his living where he lives in you. And then the Holy Spirit teaches us. So the anointing you receive from him abides in you. You have no need anyone should teach you, but his anointing teaches you about everything and is true. The Holy Spirit teaches us. I want you to understand what it says. T-E-A-C-H-E-S. That's the perfect present tense. That means it's perfectly, presently, continually happening. And the Holy Spirit teaches us. And you and I need to understand there's an interaction. That's why the Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 13:14 about our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. If he's the counselor, how's your counseling going? And how you know it's the Holy Spirit is everything the Holy Spirit teaches and guides you in is true. There's no lie. There's nothing contrary to the Word of God that the Holy Spirit ever communicates to anybody, ever. And if somebody says, the Holy Spirit told me this, and you're looking at the Scripture going, not a chance. The Holy Spirit didn't tell that person. The Holy Spirit testifies to Jesus. And Jesus is called the Word of God. So just understand, you have an active teacher, much better than any radio teacher, much better than a pastor. Look, there's so many great pastors and teachers. They're phenomenal. They're not God. God is God. Never squish that together. God is perfect in his teaching, okay? And so what is it that we are taught? One of the main lessons the Holy Spirit tells us and teaches us, we're supposed to abide. We're supposed to live there. Like the Holy Spirit lives in us, we're supposed to live in the Holy Spirit, in the Son, and in the Father. That's what he teaches us. You have to live in God to have a life in God. Just that simple. Oh, that's too simple. Yeah. Walk it for 80 years and tell me that. Okay, let's take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here in KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I got this morning, and it came from Alice Coleman. And I just want to say, she said it's a praise report to share. So I am assuming it's okay to share, since it's a praise report to share. I kind of go with it. And I want to read it, if that's okay. And I just want you to hear how brothers and sisters petition I mean, petition the Lord. And there's times where God says, yes. Listen to this. And she even writes it beautifully. Beautiful job by Alice, by the way. This may seem like a minor issue, but it could have gotten much worse quickly. I'm fostering Mama Cat and her four kittens until they're ready to go to their forever homes. On Tuesday, I got a bit too close to the Mama Cat, and she swatted my hand. I had a few scratches, so I cleaned them up and applied antibiotics. In just a few hours, I had a swollen hand, red with infection, and it spread beyond my wrist. My doctor had same-day appointments if needed. However, I didn't have my car since it was being repaired. The only thing left was for me to pray for healing for my hand. Isn't that amazing that sometimes you're in the position and the only thing left to do is call upon God? She writes, as I watched the infection spread over my hand began to throb. I knew I needed help. I asked God for healing over and over again. On Wednesday, it looked really bad, and I kept asking God for healing. Let me just commend Alice for pushing until something happens. About mid-morning on Wednesday, my hand quit throbbing. Then I noticed that the infection was no longer spreading. Later Wednesday, the infection seemed to be getting smaller. By Wednesday evening, it was definitely clearing up. By bedtime, the infection was gone away. Thursday morning, the infection was completely gone. I praise God for healing the infection. It was only by his intervention that my hand was healed. It's amazing that our great and holy Father can care so much that he is willing to heal a hand infection of one of his children. I think that's a fantastic testimony. So mega props. Mega props to Alice for doing that. Great job. And I hope that was okay that I shared it. And see, the point is, you can pray. You can approach the Lord. And the Lord, you know what? He might say no. I like what Troy said. Sometimes God will say no. It's like, that's the end of it. You're done. But sometimes he allows you to keep petitioning. And the reason he does is because the more you pursue him, the closer connected to him you become. And more of your genuine, real faith has to emerge. See, if you just asked and God did it every time you just asked one time, it'd be like God would be like a genie. Well, God's not a genie. He's your heavenly Father. Needs to be pursued. Wants to have a wonderful relationship with you. And so the more you pursue, the more he gets to spend time with you, which is what he wants in the first place, what he wanted with Adam and Eve.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. If you're listening from K-Brite in San Diego, you know you're more than welcome here. You're listening from Santiago, Chile. Is somebody listening from Santiago, Chile? It was Eric, but that was fine because he's an airplane pilot. But still, somebody from Chile. We've had somebody listen from Alberta, Canada. I mean, we're just, Canada, okay. So we love it, and we love that people engage that way. It's totally fun, right? Okay. Here's your trivia question. Get ready. It's very deep, very, very deep. When the Pharisees tried to trick Jesus about asking him about paying taxes to Caesar, what did Jesus tell them to bring him? Did he ask for a wineskin, a denarius, or a pizza and a Coke? What did Jesus ask for when they tried to trick him about talking about taxes? What did Jesus ask for? Did he ask for a wineskin, a denarius, or a pizza and a Coke? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can email. You can't text today. We'll get that squared away Monday. But you can email david@hemustincrease.org. Got people doing that all over the place. david@hemustincrease.org. So if you're emailing, I just want you to know we are seeing every single one of them. Okay, just to let you know. So the question again, when the Pharisees tried to trick Jesus by asking him about paying taxes to Caesar, what did Jesus tell them to bring him? He said, bring me a what? Was it a wineskin, a denarius, or a pizza and a Coke? In the meantime, we'll do our history.
Let's go lift it in the
Don't think I forgot Jake's take. I did not forget that yet. Okay, just remember that.
Gotta hit the website too. Yeah.
Okay. Or the website. I forgot to do that completely.
Yep.
Boy, that's bad. We need money. I forget telling people to go and give.
Hey, we did do the jokes, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of just as important as everything else. Yeah. All right, let me do the history real quickly. Today is National Christmas Lights Day. I just will say, if you don't celebrate it, don't sweat it. Just don't put that on anybody else. Just do that between you and the Lord. That's fine. We have lights. Noel is a huge decorator kind of person. And even if we don't do something outside, which is supposed to be my responsibility, which I just buy that thing and you push it in the ground, you put it on, it just does the fake lights. That's all I do. But she does actual like lights, like every little village kind of. She paints every brick. It's like crazy stuff. She's
up on the ladder like a Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. It's right. Yeah, for me, I just push it, and if it works, that's great. Today is Eat a Red Apple Day. Now, I'm not sure why it's Eat a Red Apple versus eating an apple, but okay, Eat a Red Apple Day.
What if you eat a green apple? Is it?
I know. I like green apples, too. I think that's weird. And then it's National Pie Day. And if anybody has a problem with that, I can't help you. It's past me. 1885, on this day, the soft drink Dr. Pepper was served for the first time in 1885. Wait. That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Do you like Dr. Pepper?
Yes, I do. That's my favorite soda.
Yeah, I like Diet Dr. Pepper. That's what I like.
To celebrate today, I guess you got to eat a red apple, eat a pie, and then drink a Dr. Pepper.
That just doesn't sound real healthy, but yeah, if you make it, you're going to hit the
You
got to
celebrate.
Crown. Yeah, you got to do it. 1913 on this day, the first drive-up gas station opened in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's just like, really? Wow, that's just weird. And then the last, we'll close with this. 1992, I remember doing this last year. This is funny. The cardboard robber. The police rushed to a video store in 1992 and drew weapons on an armed gunman. And the gunman turned out to be a cardboard cutout of Denzel Washington promoting a movie.
That's funny.
I'm sorry. That's just some kind of funny. Trivia question. When the Pharisees tried to trick Jesus by asking him about paying taxes, Jesus asked them to bring him something so he can make his point. Was it a wineskin, a denarius, or a pizza and a Coke? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text, or you can't text, sorry. You can also email david@hemustincrease.org. Here we go in the teaching, and this is a phenomenal, if I don't mess it up, teaching. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. Make sure you have that pink ping pong ball ready. Woe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. When it touched my lips, or he touched my lips and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for." Now listen. In God's presence, at times you go into the presence of the Lord, you know there's this fullness of joy, and that's Psalm 16:11. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. But there are times when you are in the presence of the Lord that you become highly aware, that I become highly aware of our own sinfulness. Even Peter, when he saw what Jesus was doing, miraculous power, he's like, "Get away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. There's a lot of me that's bad, Lord. Get away from me. I'm not where I need to be." And that's not a bad thing. That's not it's a normal thing. There are times where you'll come into prayer and the presence of the Lord will sweep over you and the joy of the Lord will just lift you up and you're ready to dance. There's other times when the Lord comes and for whatever reason he determines, you just become highly aware of his righteousness and you're not so righteous. Now, you're made righteous by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, but it's just the awareness. And it wasn't that Peter was trying to actually say, "Get away from me because I don't want to be connected to you." He's just knowing. When Peter said it, he just man. And that's what happened in Isaiah. Isaiah said, "I'm ruined. I'm ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips."
I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord God Almighty. And in his presence, he became highly aware of his sinfulness. What happened next? The seraph flew, took a live coal in his hand, which he'd taken with the tongs from the altar, touched his lips, and said, "This has touched your lips, as your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for." Who's our hot coal? Jesus is our hot coal. And we're touched by Jesus. And so our sin is, our guilt is removed and our sin is taken away. And that's like so powerful. He's touched lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for. So let's understand that. I want to break that down. Guilt is removed through Jesus. Now, guilt is often considered the feelings that are associated with sin. Not a bad definition. Not the only definition, just not a bad one. Guilt is the feelings associated with sin. And so when touched by the coal, the angel said to Isaiah, "Your guilt is taken away." When you are touched by Jesus, that feeling of, I'm ruined. There's nothing good in me. I don't have it. In Jesus, it's removed. And then it says, your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for. Atonement is accomplished through Jesus Christ. That's Kippur, covered, to make a debt unreadable by stain. What? To make a debt unreadable by stain. That's atonement. That's Kippur. To be the propitiation, the substitute, the sacrifice. That's what Jesus is for us. Now, to all of that, what should be our response to God? Here is Isaiah's response, and this should be ours too. Then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." When you are knowledgeable about where you're at spiritually, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, and you come to the Lord, and through the grace and the mercy and the kindness and the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, you are touched and your guilt loses its power and your atonement goes into effect. What should you do when the Lord says, "Who will go for me?" You're supposed to say, "Here am I. Use me." This is much more than missions. It's not that missions are wrong. Don't get the wrong idea. It just goes beyond it. It's an everyday, "Here am I. Send me, Lord. I will go in your name. I will speak for you. I will tell people of your redemption." Isn't that powerful? Wow. 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 All right. When the Pharisees tried to trick Jesus by asking him about paying taxes to Caesar, what did Jesus tell them to bring? Was it a wineskin, a denarius, a pizza, and a Coke? And the answer is a denarius, because that had the image of Caesar on it. That would be why. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't
stand the skill, can't stand. Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, our amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
I have saved the best for the last. Because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Got a couple things we want to try and do. We do have somebody on hold. I do want to send people to the website first. And then we'll get the person who's on hold. And the reason I'm going to send you up to the website is because I haven't asked anybody for any money in the entire show because I'm an idiot. Besides, on the website is a great place for you to give. It's also a great place for you to fill out a prayer request form, a praise report form, a great opportunity to check some of our pretty extensive library and podcasts, about 4,500 hours worth. Plus, there's that opportunity to listen to audios, old sermons I preached 30 years ago, but they're still fun. And then, as well, there's a video and different things like that. Check all that stuff out. Let me just give you the scripture for today. Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hands. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
There you go. All right, somebody is on hold. Let's send them on through, see what's going on there. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Happy Friday, David. It's Robo in San Diego.
Hello, Robo in San Diego. How are you, sir?
Well, it's not to brag, but it's about 75 degrees, slightly breezy, and clear skies. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's 61 degrees, clear skies, because yesterday's rain is over, and our team is beating everybody else's team. Your turn.
Well, that just makes it better right there.
So. What's happening, brother?
I actually heard one of your little rejoiners and one of your bad jokes, which have, by the way, not gotten any better. And I have a really bad joke for you.
Oh, well, by all means, please. We are open to that all day long. What do you got?
I know. Well, you know, it is December 1st, but this kind of relates back to the Thanksgiving holiday, which I like to continue. I'm still digesting the turkey. But, David, what type of music did the pilgrims discover when they landed in America?
What type of music did the pilgrims discover when they landed in America? Tell me.
Well, David, that would be Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock!
Okay. This is why you were my producer, because they're terrible.
The quality of my jokes match the quality that you tell there in the show.
That's right. They are of the same level, which really means we both need therapy. That's what it means.
Exactly. I know that for a certainty.
Good job, brother.
Well, great show as always, and you have yourself a blessed weekend.
All right. Thank you, bro. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got a lot to squeeze in, so just bear with me here, okay? First thing we're going to do, we're going to do our trivia question. Second thing, we're going to go right from that to Jake's take. Third, we're going to try and squeeze in a prayer and a teaching, so we're just going to get as much as we can. So get ready, because this is called, somebody else calling in? Is that, see, I think I know what's going to happen, and then you just sit there, you know God's up there going, you don't know anything, Dave. It's like, I know I don't know anything, but do you have to remind me every hour on the hour? That's what I say to the Lord, just in case you're wondering. Anyhow, all right, so what are we going to do? Get somebody that's going to call through? Okay, let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you, and many more, we adore.
Phenomenal, ladies.
Happy birthday.
This is becoming an annual event with you guys, and I think it's awesome.
We were a little off key. We were going to start a little higher, but we're trying to hurry because we know the show's almost over. But happy birthday on Sunday.
Thank you.
I hope it's the best ever, David.
Thank you so much. That's awesome, you guys.
May all your dreams come true in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for everything.
You got it.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, behave. Okay, bye. Blessings.
Bye-bye. All right, it is true. It's my birthday is on Sunday. That's right. And so they've covered any happy birthdays that you people are going to do, and I'm not telling you how old I am. You see, I can't say to my wife, can you tell people, the answer is no, so then you can't ask. Sufficient to say it's plus six decades.
Yep, they called and they said, we want to do something real quick, surprise. I said, okay.
Yep, right, got to let them do that. That's great. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Jake's take, and I want to do a quick prayer, and then we're going to do our teaching. Okay, so just follow it. All right, so this is Jake's take. Jake, you got it? Go ahead.
All right, so the Cowboys got a big win last night for Thursday Night Football against Seattle Seahawks. I thought for a second they were going to lose. Because they were down pretty late in the game, but they came back and won 41-35. So Cowboys are now 9-3 and keep rolling.
Very, very impressive. Except that that offensive call when they kicked the field goal, throwing the ball like trying to get the end zone at the very end instead of running it and eating up the clock was like, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was a terrible idea, but that was good. So good job on that. We'll see where they go from there, right?
Yep.
Good job, brother. All right, let's do a quick prayer. We got some people we need to pray for. We have Jesse's brother, Chad, needs some prayer, so we're going to pray for him real quickly, as well as other people who are struggling kind of in the mental area. Let's pray quick. Father, we come before you right now. And Lord, it doesn't matter if I say this quick or not. What matters is that we have faith and that when we offer these prayers to you, we actually believe you're going to answer them, that we don't do this because it's some kind of religious service or something, but that we actually have faith and expectation that you will answer. So Chad going through a very, very difficult time, you know, every element, struggling mentally and just some different vices that are struggling against. And Lord, I'm asking not just for him, but for other people that can hear my voice that are struggling in their minds right now and in their hearts, that in the name of Jesus Christ, you, Lord God, would speak peace. You would speak quiet to the storm. You would show them what Noah means, which means rest, and that the waves and the winds would stop, and that people who are struggling in their minds, Lord, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Bring that sound mind to these people, to Chad and everybody else, Lord. That's what we need. We need your help. We ask for your help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, now I only have about 2 minutes left to go. I'm going to just do this brief teaching, and I think it's really good. So it's a good way to exit out, 1 Chronicles 23, 27 through 30. For according to the last words of David, the Levites, 20 years old or more, were to be counted. But their duty shall be to assist the sons of Aaron with service of the Lord's temple, being responsible for the courts and the chambers, the purification of the holy things, and the work of service in the temple of God, as well as the rows and the fine flowers, the mixing of the measurements and the volume and the length. They are also to stand, listen to this, every morning and give thanks and praise the Lord, and likewise in every evening. The whole thing revolves on 1 Chronicles 23, 30. They are to stand every morning and give thanks and praise to the Lord. And likewise in the evening, stand every day in the morning and every day in the evening, and give thanks no matter what happens, because you don't know what's going to happen. No matter what you think is going to happen, because it's what you think is going to happen is not relevant. What God determines is going to happen is what's going to happen, and you don't know what that is. So the difference between free will and predestination is predestination is on God's side and free will is on man's side. So because you don't know, in faith, you stand, and in honor, you stand, and in glory to God, you stand every morning and every evening, and you say, thank you, because that's the quality of the God that we serve. Amen and amen. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 70 and one-half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you on Monday.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.